USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
America's a peace-loving nation. We do not see conflict with Iran or any other country.
President Trump spells out his plan, signing an executive order imposing new sanctions on Iran. He signs the document in the Oval Office.
I look forward to the day when sanctions can be finally lifted and Iran can become a peaceful, prosperous, and productive nation. That can go very quickly. It can be tomorrow. It can also be in years from now.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Then additional details spelled out by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
And there's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, a mixed session. The Dow gaining 8 points to close at 26,727. The NASDAQ down 26 points. The S&P 500 down 5. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Quite a few reboots and sequels at the movies over the weekend. USA Radio's Wendy King with the rundown.
There's plenty of kids out there. Sometimes change can be good.
You can't teach this old toy new tricks.
You'd be surprised.
Bonnie, we're going home for you.
Coming in at number one, Toy Story 4, featuring Tim Allen and Tom Hanks. Coming in second place, the Chucky reboot, Child's Play, at $14 million. At number three, another version of Disney's Aladdin featuring Will Smith at $12 million. Speaking of Will Smith, number four is the sequel for Men in Black called Men in Black International at $10.8 million. The Secret Life of Pets 2, another sequel at number five with $10.3 million. And the movie about Elton John, Rocket Man, coming in at number six with $5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Journalists and political figures talk all the time, and now unsealed federal documents happen to show that Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chief, and Fox's Sean Hannity used to be in communication via text. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The documents include 55 pages of text messages between Paul Manafort and Fox's Sean Hannity. Manafort had a sympathetic media ally in Hannity as federal investigators were closing in and ultimately prosecuted the former Trump campaign chairman for a series of financial crimes and witness tampering, according to the messages. The logs date back to mid-July 2017. Showing that Manafort and, as they put it, a TV host named Sean leveled repeated attacks on Mueller's team of prosecutors. They also discussed Manafort's legal representation, Hannity and Manafort expressing concern about the direction of the country, and Hannity repeatedly asks Manafort how he can help him, making it clear that he views the two to be aligned in their mission. Hannity addressing the news on Twitter saying, "My view of the special counsel investigation and the treatment of Paul Manafort have been made clear every day to anyone who listens to my radio show or watches my TV show."
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, a mixed session, the Dow gaining 8 points to close at 26,727, the NASDAQ down 26 points, the S&P 500 down 5 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.